Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Yud Aleph, Baba Metzia 111, pagination is 221. We'll start with one phrase from the facing page, about 15 lines up at the end of the line in the Mishnah. Sechir Yom Gove Kol HaLayla. A person who was hired for the day hours, so he finishes his work at the end of the day. So his collection time of his wages, and it's considered still on time, is as long as he's paid during the night, during the ona, the time period that follows his service. Sechir layla gove kol halayla. And likewise, a person who was hired for the night, his collection time is going to be the entire day, and as long as the person pays him within the ona that follows the service, he's still considered having paid on time. And not to do that is a serious violation, unless other arrangements were made, which is common in terms of this mitzvah to pay workers on time, that it's agreed upon that there's a bi-weekly salary, for example, and whatever those terms are, that's what's required. Let's move on to today's daf, about 10 lines down, the end of a line, Omar. Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, Hanu Shukai de Sura, these marketplace people of Sura. Rashi explains, these are people that do not have cash except on the marketplace day because there's a lot of money changing hands and that's when they have money. Lo avri mishum baltalin, they're not in violation of delaying payment to their workers, even if they happen to have money, because anybody who works for them understands that they typically don't have money until the marketplace day, and they understand that that's when they're going to be paid. Once that understanding exists, that's true even if they happen to have money. They're not going to be obligated to pay because such was the agreement. Meida yadi, because people who work for them know that al yoma deshuka samichi, that they're relying on the marketplace day for the money of the wages. But there is a different violation that if you have the money, you're supposed to pay. And on that, they would be on violation if they really did have the money. The Gemara continues, skipping one line. Amar Rav. Rav said, Sechir sha'os diyom gover kol hayom. A person who was only hired for a number of hours during the day, so his service ended during the day, so then he has to be paid during that ona, during that time period, and the entire day is considered timely payment. Likewise, Sechir shows the Laila, Gova Kola Laila, a person who was hired for some hours at night, collects in a timely way anytime during that night. Once the ona would change, it would already be considered late payment. So if a person goes out and leaves a babysitter at home, comes home late at night, they would have to pay the babysitter at that time because that's a number of hours type of service, and they have to pay during that time period in order to be considered timely, which is the obligation. Let's skip down to about 10 lines from the bottom, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Echad Schar Adam, this mitzvah applies regarding the wage of a person. Ve'echad Schar Behema, regarding the rental fee on an animal. Ve'echad Schar Kelim, and regarding the rental fee for vessels, yesh bo mishum biyomo titen scharo, the mitzvah of you should pay him on the proper day, v'yesh bo mishum lo solen pula sachir itcha ad boker, you should not delay the wage of the worker, And the Mishnah says, Eimasai, but this only applies bizman shetavo, when a claim was made asking to be paid in a timely manner. Lotavo, if the person did not demand the wages, Eina over alav, he's not going to be in violation. Now, this is commented upon by contemporary poskim, and they observe that sometimes you'll have a situation where the person does not demand their wage, but it's understood that they would if they could, but they're not able to because they're intimidated. And the example that's given is if someone hires a young child to do certain work, like clean up the shul, and promises them a candy. So if it's indeed a wage type of relationship, then we're going to have the situation that even if the child doesn't demand it, but that's only because they're intimidated, Rav Spitz, in his Monetary Halacha Sefer, writes that that's also a violation because clearly the child wants it and expects it, but feels intimidated in an adult world. Let's do one more piece on the coming daf. Top line of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, L'cha D'Tanya, we learned in a braisa. The Elav who knows say es nafsho, the worker bears his soul, carries his soul because of this. And the Gemara explains, why do you think this person climbed up on the ramp or hung himself in a tree to pick the fruit? And he risked his life. Don't you think it's because of his wage? A person risks his life trying to earn an honest living. And that is considered an explanation and a compelling reason that the person should be paid on time. Davar acher, another approach to this pasuk, ve'elav who knows es nafsho, he carries his soul, kolakovish schar sochik ilo notel nafsho mimenu, a person who withholds the wage of a worker is as if he takes his life, and the Gemara continues, whether it's talking about taking the life of the person, he risked his life so that included in that wage, how weighty is that wage? That wage carries blood money, so to speak. He risked his life for it, and you have to pay on time. Another approach is shegora misa la'atzmo, that the person who doesn't pay in a timely way is causing a terrible accusation against himself, because he's taking this matter lightly. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.